Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast.
We're your hosts. I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized.
And I'm Kirsty Faruja from Feels Like Home.
We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
To hang out with us more, check out the Art of Decluttering on Facebook and Instagram.
And we'd love you to check out our website, artofdecluttering.com.au, and see all that's happening over there. Let's get started.
Hello, lovely listeners. This week we are chatting about social media.
We are going to help you declutter or at least be more aware of your use of and the reasons that you're into social media. But, you know, talking about social media, via social media, Joanne Cassidy requested this episode. So, Joanne, we hope that we can answer some of your questions and give you some insights because we are pretty avid social media users.
Yes.
Indeed.
We have businesses. We have to be.
We don't have to be. We choose to be.
Mm.
No, we choose to be.
Yes. We wouldn't have much of a business. We'd have it.
If you're wanting an episode to listen to after this one, this might be a bit premature giving it to you this early in case you forget. But episode 19 was called Digital Life. So if there's any questions that you have at the end of this podcast, know that you can go and have a listen to that one, which had a few different things that we're talking about.
And then
today.
If you still have questions, hit us up.
Hit us up, baby.
So can you declutter Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest?
Or Twitter or Snapchat? That's about all that I know. I'm sure there's
LinkedIn.
More. Oh, yeah, LinkedIn.
There's millions.
Can you?
Can you?
Yes.
Hmm.
Should you?
Yes.
Really?
Not necessarily. It depends on what we're talking about. Are we talking about the whole account?
Yeah, so let's talk. Let's go broad. Can you just like close your accounts on those things?
Totally.
Should you?
Yes, if you have no need. Simon, so here's an example.
Mm-hmm.
Simon used to work at a company and he was in charge of the mobile app. He does not use social media. His team was all like, you need to use social media so you can help us develop better apps for social media. So he capitulated and went on Instagram for a couple of months. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's subsequently moved jobs and sent me a message the other day saying, I've deleted Instagram again.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, dude, that's a bit sad. I was enjoying interacting with you on there.
That's a bit sad. Our marriage was relying on Instagram.
But it actually wasn't because I don't post on my personal Instagram very much at all.
Oh, I don't even have a personal Instagram. I did not know you had one.
Yeah, I do. Thanks for the follow.
Mm. Clearly, I'm
shows
all
what
over
good
it.
Friends we are. If you don't even follow me on Insta.
So, what social media platforms do you use?
Do I use or have?
Okay, let's go with have.
Hey, I have Pinterest. Don't use it. Yeah, just don't. No. If I need to Google something, particularly for my essential oils, I'll Google it through Pinterest.
Okay.
I'll Pinterest it, but I don't actively use Pinterest. I clearly have Instagram, feels like home PO. And I have Facebook, feels like home PO. And Art of Decluttering, and Art of Decluttering, and the Art of Decluttering on both of those social media platforms.
Do you use Snapchat?
Only playing with my kids.
Okay, is that because, like, you're over 21?
Yeah, 41, yeah.
Twitter?
No, I have a Twitter account. I was hugely into it when the kids were younger. Don't use it very much at all.
Yep.
Anymore, and I have a LinkedIn profile. Don't use it. Haven't updated it for years.
Okay.
Probably should. There's loads of shoulds in this episode. That loads of shoulds that we need to turn into.
If you want
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. I was talking to one of my friends the other day who's only on Insta but not on Facebook. And I said to her, it's really frustrating. I want to tag you in things all the time. And you're not there. Why don't you just make an account so that purely I can tag you in things that I think are funny. And she was like, actually, that sounds fun. I might do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there are different purposes, I guess. The point of that little story is you don't have to have a Facebook account for sitting on it 6 hours a day and just Facebook scrolling or Insta scrolling. Mm. There can be purposes.
My cousin, who I'm hanging out with this week while I'm down in Melbourne as well, who actually lives in Sydney, we catch up when we're in Melbourne together. He has actually unfollowed everybody on Facebook. So he still posts to Facebook, but he's unfollowed everybody so he doesn't procrastinate scroll.
I like it because procrastinate scrolling is a thing.
It is.
Because
thanks, Tash.
It's mind numbing. It's easy. It's easy.
Yeah.
Escape the world.
Yeah. And it takes a whole lot less brain space than reading a book, even on your phone. Like, because I'm often on my phone, I go, yeah, I'll go read a book. And then I'll go, oh, I'll just check Facebook first. And I never get around to the book reading. Mm. But I did want to say a shout out to Tash Corbin for the procrastinator scrolling.
Oh, did she create that?
I don't know if she created it, but that's where I learned it from.
Awesome. Thanks, Tash.
We love you, Tash.
What
about you? What do you have?
Yes. I have accounts on everything, but let's talk about what I actually use. So I do use LinkedIn, but I use it more as a resource for my profile rather than clients and that kind of thing. Mm. So it's more if someone wants to learn about me for a media opportunity or something. So that's really what that is. But I post on LinkedIn probably twice a week, I would think, about that. Blogs and different things. Never unique content, though. It's always shared from other platforms. I do have a Pinterest account that has some cool organizing things on it, but I don't use Pinterest that much anymore.
I've got cool things on my Pinterest as well.
You just don't use it anymore.
I just don't use it, and I haven't updated it for ages and haven't.
Pinterest is what got me into being a professional organizer because I realized that, like, everything I liked was...
What are you talking about? I got you into
Of course, yes. No, you were definitely there. The key thing. You and Pinterest.
And your natural abilities. Your God-given talents.
So Pinterest is great. I've thought about spending more time on it, but I'm not at the moment. But Instagram, Simply Organized PO, Facebook, Simply Organized PO, and they're really the platforms that I use the most. I don't use Twitter, though I have an account. I don't use Snapchat.
Although you have an account.
Yeah, I've never actually done anything on it, though. So they're the ones I use. But I have Facebook open almost 24/7. So it's one of the, you know, when you open up your Chrome and you can, like, pick which tabs are your home pages, Facebook's one of them. Mm. So, but Kes, you and I use Facebook for social stuff, but it's a really big part of the community that we run. So if you are a Facebook user, where should they totally head right now while they're listening to the podcast?
Out of decluttering. Is that the right answer?
Well, yes, but and specifically, where's our community?
Out of decluttering community.
The out of decluttering community.
It's so confusing. I'm so sorry, everybody, if you can never find us, because I'm so confused about our handles everywhere. I'm never sure if it's the art or just art. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just putting it out there so people can forgive me in future episodes.
Yeah. So we are the out of decluttering everywhere except iTunes, where we are out of decluttering. And we can't change that, or we would. So anyway, that's just sidebar.
No, our website's also art.
Well, both. Yeah, you're right. If they put in the out of decluttering.com.au, you'll still find us.
Again, thanks, Atash.
Yeah, so like that was all to say. If you're still with us, if you haven't left us while we basically rambled about our own social media accounts, I've never intentionally gone, I'm cutting out a social media channel out of my life. Have you?
I've tried.
Tell us about that.
To limit my use on Facebook unsuccessfully.
How did you try?
By following Brooke McCallery, Brooke and Ben McCallery. I love them. Slow Home Podcast. I have tried to delete Facebook off my phone unsuccessfully, and I've tried to hide it. So I have to swipe lots of swipes to get to it. I find it really, really difficult, though, because of our business, because of my business, because of our joint business, so I think that if I was not running a business, I would find it much easier to delete Facebook. I would find it easier to not be on social media. As much as I love it, I do absolutely love social media. I'm really thankful for the engagement that I have with people I don't see often. Like, this whole art of decluttering would never be in existence if not for social media.
That's so true.
We grew up together. We've known each other for more than 20 years, but it's only because of Facebook that we still have a relationship.
That is so true. Like, we hadn't spoken for probably 15 years.
Yeah.
Had no contact at all, except for being Facebook friends.
Yeah, and commenting.
Being super engaged with each other. And then it was like, oh my gosh, we're both professional organisers. Oh my gosh,
what can we do together?
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Facebook.
Mark.
The big Z. Or small Z.
Yeah. Whichever.
Whatever.
So what you can do if you're wanting to declutter the time that you spend on social media, you can do what Kirst tried to do. So maybe deleting apps off your phone or off your PC or limiting the times that you want to use it can work really well.
There's so many good apps that you can have that help you limit your time on your phone, not only just on social media, but also on your phone if you're wanting to be more present with your children. We're probably back into wanting to be present with our children. It's school holidays right now while we're recording, and so I'm just a little over my children.
Just a little.
I'm actually not, because I'm in Melbourne and I don't see them very much while we're here, but give me another week.
So I guess what today's episode is all about is just giving you options and giving you permission. So we're not saying get rid of your social media accounts, because really we want you to follow us. We want to know about you. We want to engage with you. We want to hear how your decluttering's going. Like, that is our way to communicate with you. Otherwise, every time someone wants to talk to us, they have to send us an email and we'd be forever scrolling through our emails. Mm. So we're not telling you, hey, you need to get rid of Facebook. You need to get rid of Instagram. Everyone's leaving Facebook and going to Instagram. That's not true. There's still more users on Facebook than people that... I don't know. Like, there's just a lot. I was going to try and give you like some.
I know, but you don't have the stats.
But I don't have it. So let's just say there's a lot.
There is a lot.
There's a lot. So, but what we want to do is be intentional.
Yes.
And so the art of decluttering is about decluttering, but it's about being intentional.
Yes. So we want to encourage you to ask yourself these questions. Why do I use this medium? Why do I use this platform of social media? And what value does it add to my life? As we said, Facebook does add life to us by showing us things from people that we do care about. So it is asking questions. what value, what's the vision I have for this tool, what's the purpose of it. For Amy and I, the purpose of Facebook, the majority of the reason that we're on Facebook is because of business.
Which is about connection for us.
Yes. It's not about getting more clients.
No.
It's about having relationships with people that are diverse and amazing and wonderful.
And adding value to the world through our unique gifts.
Yeah. And about getting money.
So join our course.
Are you using whatever platform you are thinking about right now? Are you using it to be inspired, to be motivated, to keep in the loop? So whatever your vision or your purpose is for that particular social media tool, we want you to use it intentionally, as Amy said, and to think about what you can declutter on those platforms. You don't necessarily have to declutter the platform altogether. You can just declutter parts of that platform.
Are you loving getting into decluttering in your home, but feel like some of the things just aren't staying how they should, or you're finding piles or recollecting around the house? Are you getting a bit frustrated that you're not seeing the success that you thought that you would? Well, Kirsten and I are excited to let you know about our online decluttering course that teaches you not only how to get an organized and decluttered home, but really importantly, how to keep it that way. So we would love you to come and join our course community. We have an interactive and amazing Facebook group, and all of the course is self-paced, so you can jump online whenever you like and go through our 6 modules that will take you from being overwhelmed to an organizing guru. So just visit artofdecluttering.com.au/course and come and join us. We can't wait to have you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So one of the things that I've done recently is I decluttered a whole lot of groups that I had joined over time but had not. So at one point I was like, oh, I'm totally going to get into the keto diet. So I joined like 10 keto diet Facebook groups and then realized that I'm not a keto diet person. And so then I still had all the groups. So for anything like that, often when you're in like a motivated, I'm really into something, you join all these groups, but then they're superfluous. So you can actually go in, find your groups. You have to actually go into the group page. You can't just leave groups from your group tab. You actually have to go into each group and leave the group. And so that can be a really good way to declutter your social media account, is just declutter the stuff that you're seeing that you don't need to, because it's taking up your time and your brain space, but not adding any value.
Some good things and bad things that Mark Zed has done and his team have done is that algorithms have changed. So if you don't comment on posts, you don't see that group anymore, which is a form of decluttering, but not really, because there's only so much that can be shown in your Facebook feed. So we do suggest you go in and declutter, like, and leave groups that are no longer serving you other than the one group, the Art of Decluttering community group. Don't leave that. I'm only joking. If we're not serving you, if you're not finding value, Absolutely. You have all permission to leave.
And that's really important. Like, we never want people to feel like you have to keep listening to our podcast or you have to keep following us. If we're not adding value, we're okay with being decluttered.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only people that aren't allowed to declutter us are our families.
Yeah, they've already decluttered us.
They can declutter us on social. I'm just talking about, like, in real life.
Yeah. So we also suggest you go through your friends, and you don't have to, you can totally unfriend your non-friends on Facebook, but you can unfollow them, you can hide their posts, and you can snooze their posts too. Did you know that, Amy?
I totally did. I've never actually snoozed someone, but I unfollow people all the time.
I should snooze my friends who are overseas at the moment.
Yeah, people that have too much goodness.
Yeah.
So one of the things that can be affecting you on social is that you're comparing your everyday life to other people's highlight reels.
Comparitonitis.
What, Hanya?
Comparitonitis.
Comparitonitis?
Yeah.
Is that absolutely real thing? Just check Dr. Google.
Yeah, it's a real thing. When you compare yourself, when you have the disease of comparing yourself to others.
And it is going to kill you from the inside out. It's a internal disease that has outside repercussions.
Unfortunately, it has killed some people who choose to go down that path.
So if you're finding that social media is just triggering everything in you that makes you feel horrible about yourself, makes you compare, makes you feel not enough worthy, you don't need that in your life. Pick up a great book. Have coffee with a great friend. Like, choose to do other activities that declutter the time you're spending on life-sucking activities. I feel like we're life coaching now, Kirst.
Yeah, we are. We're totally life coaches. We've got the degree from comparitonitis.
Dr. Google says we're everything. In fact, I'm going to go by Dr. Amy from now on, if that's okay. So we just want to say to you, if you're finding that social media is actually having a really negative impact on your life, you can declutter it. You can declutter the time you spend on it, declutter the people that you follow, declutter the accounts that you follow. Maybe you want to follow some of those accounts of the real mamas of the world that are not trying to make their lives perfect but are showing you what it's really like at 4 o'clock when you're hiding in the pantry eating a pack of M&Ms.
Or when you put on a bikini that is just totally wrong. Have you seen those ones?
Hilarious. But the worst thing is I've seen them in real life on the beaches of Noosa last week. And my girlfriends and I, Jess, were like, what in the world has happened? Where's the rest of the bathers?
So wrong.
So if you've been watching on social and you've seen those so wrong bikini bottoms.
Unless you're totally into them, of course.
Oh, look, if you can pull it off, go for it. To you. But
no comparitonitis here.
No comparitonitis.
Yay for you.
Because I ain't going near anything like that.
No, the world does not need that from me. It's not my gift to the world.
What else can we share with our friends about social media and decluttering and simplifying and intentionality that will really add value to them?
I want you to consider how many times you need to be posting on social media. Like, do you need to share every food that you've eaten? Do you need to share every thought that you have? Do you need to share, you know, anything? Everything. Like, be mindful about if you're doing things just to be able to share it on social media. Like, I've done that. I've done, like, oh, this will be good for social media. Why don't I do that? Like, in my personal life, like, I've gone, oh. And, you know, and equally so for, you know, business owners out there, like, you don't actually need to be posting everything. You know,
grace.
There's grace and there's, you know, you've got to balance life. You've got to balance how much you're doing in life to post on social media and how much you're just being present and being in the moment.
Can I confess, make a very private confession in this beautiful public recording forum. Booth that is just you and I? And
yeah, nobody's
just
listening.
The two of us, right?
No, 15,000 people are going to listen to this episode tomorrow.
No. Just the two of us. Mm-hmm. I, at one stage, was so into Facebook that I started thinking in terms of status updates.
Yes. No, I think everybody's had that.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel dirty even saying that out loud. No. That I was, like, something would happen and instead of, like, having a normal thought process, like, what came out in my brain was, the funny thing that I could say about that on social.
Yeah.
No intention of actually posting it, but my brain was thinking in terms of status updates.
Yeah.
You've just made me feel really normal.
Oh, good.
That's seriously, you've had that?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I was hiding a dirty secret.
You know.
Brené Brown would be so proud of me right now. There's no shame when there's vulnerability.
Yes. Good work.
Shame is gone. Vulnerability is here. So that,
you don't need to hide in the dark anymore, my friend. I'm sure that we are not the two only people who have thought that.
Yeah.
And if we are?
Yeah, we are.
There's still one more person in the world who's thought like you.
So when that's a fairly good indicator that perhaps social media is playing a really big role. I don't think like that anymore, interestingly. I don't post as much as I used to, and I probably don't post as much as I'd like to, but I would prefer to be in the moment. So my eldest has just graduated from grade 6, and I was one of the only parents who didn't film everything that happened on the graduation day. What I actually did was is waited for other parents to film it, post it online, and then just shared that video.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be in the moment. Now, some people can be in the moment and be videoing and taking photos. I find that really difficult. So I loved it. I'd intentional. So I don't have a heap of photos that I own from his grade 6 graduation, but I've got plenty that I've been tagged in and can share if I need to. It was a really lovely decision to make for me.
For you. And that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's, it's all about balance, and it's all about, you know, I think a good question to ask yourself is, do your kids say, Mum, are you going to post that to Facebook? Mum, are you posting that to Instagram? Can you take a photo of me so you can post it to Instagram? Am I Instagram famous, Mum?
See, my kids, in fact, we forgot about one major. There's probably people yelling at us, YouTube, YouTube.
Oh, we totally forgot about YouTube.
Because that's what my kids are really into. They don't care about Insta. They don't care about Facebook. They love YouTube.
No, but it's... when I'm on my phone, my kids are like, or when I take a photo of them, and because they're getting to, particularly Oliver's getting to that age of like, don't post this on Facebook, Mum.
Yeah.
I don't want you to do that.
Yep.
Which is totally fine.
Yes.
And
awesome that he can say that.
Yes. But very different to how we grew up. There's no social media.
No, there wasn't. My mum still sends the Christmas thing that has, like, photos of us. And I'm like, Mum, you have to stop doing that. It's embarrassing. I'm 38. I don't belong on your Christmas letter. Anyway, I digress. Anyway,
you are still part of her family. And her friends want to know about you. Probably. Possibly. Maybe not.
Probably not.
I know my mum doesn't want to know about you.
Our mums are really good friends, by the way.
Any more than she already hears about you.
That's awesome. So YouTube is a massive one because it's like a rabbit hole on YouTube. One leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. So I'm not a big consumer on YouTube. I've been through periods where I've followed someone who's got something great going on. But we YouTube, I've got a YouTube channel.
Mm.
I was even named in the top 10 worldwide YouTube channels on organizing last year.
Very good.
Yeah, my kids were not at all impressed.
I know. I think you mentioned that in the teenage episode.
Yeah, not at all impressed.
No, where did you mention that?
I don't know. Maybe just recently. To you.
No.
Oh.
I feel like it's very hard when I edit podcasts. I'm like, when did I hear that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've heard that recently.
But YouTube is a great channel.
Yes, it's awesome.
And I would love us, this is a business discussion I was meaning to have with you, I would love us to use more on YouTube.
I was going to video today.
Ah, there you go.
Episode today.
We still can.
Yes, we still can. We've got plenty of time. There's plenty of time.
All right. Social media.
So, yes, I think some questions to ask yourself about YouTube and Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook is... is it helping you grow? Is it helping you to learn? Is it helping you to become a better person? Is it encouraging you to further clutter your head, your heart, your home? Or is it helping you to declutter your head, your heart, and your home, become a better person and to grow and learn? So I think that they're the things that I need to ask myself when I'm using channels and platforms. And I think that's really helpful for other people. I hope that's really helpful for you as well.
So we have a Facebook review that Kirsten's going to read out today.
It's from our friend Jess. One of our other course participants, Jess Kim, your words of wisdom are heartfelt because you've been there and practical enough that anyone can follow along. I love, love, love your podcast and feel like you are both old friends now. Can't wait to hear your new ones. Thanks for helping me get some grace and freedom in my life. I'm sure this is, and kiss and a hug. I'm sure that was posted a while ago still.
No, that was pretty recent, I think. No, a while ago. She's giving me the death eyes. It was a while ago.
I just meant that she's one of our besties as well in our Facebook group.
Everyone that joins our Facebook course is our besties.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Jess. And we would love you to feel free to leave us a review as well, because the more people that we can reach, the better.
Yeah. We absolutely love social media.
Yeah, now that we've gone through that whole thing, we love it. We use it all the time. In fact, right now, I think we might do an Insta story.
Yes. But I do desperately need to go through and declutter my groups, and I want to see what I want to see on Facebook, not what I don't want to see.
I agree.
It was a bit quiet over Christmas and New Year's, and I kept seeing the same posts over and over again.
I've got you set up as a see first.
Yes.
So that I never miss anything that happens in your life.
I have you as see last.
Oh, burn!
Roasted!
On that note, I think it's perfect to finish up our episode this week. We can't wait to see you next week. We'll see you over in Facebook and Instagram. Connect with us on all our social media channels. That's your homework for this week. If you do use Facebook and Insta, find us, connect with us, and we'll see you next week.
Let us know if you want our YouTube channel.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.